couple of minutes early today. Hopefully you're here with us, 5:41 on Thursday, May 9th. It's good to have you here. It's Eric, Chase, and Floyd on The Morning Reboot. Today it's Thursday. Our friend Ashley will be here. She'll make her return in the afterglow of our friend Jordan from BCAN's wonderful performances last week. We'll get back to you whooping some ass. So Billie Eilish is a big deal. So we're going to do a lot of ballads in acknowledgement of Billie Eilish today for Throwback Thursday. Before that, I don't know if you took a look, but there are dozens of comments about people with huge age gaps in their siblings. So we'll get to that. If you didn't get a chance to get with us on Facebook or call the show yesterday, that'll be after 7 o'clock. And we'd also like to know, what took your parents so long to get around to the other sibling? I kind of want to ask my dad, but I kind of don't. I think the 8.5 years between me and my brother is the final straw. Was the final straw for them.
I think the don't part is because he'll be really honest. Like he'll be upfront and honest. I think the curiosity of you being a human wants to know. But I think you and your relationship with your dad, because remember when he told you about his last escapade with his girlfriend, and you were just like, oh, yeah. I think Eric doesn't want to know, but I think the curiosity of you being a human being is like, yeah, why did you wait 8.5 years for me to have a sibling?
Do you want to see me uncomfortable? That's what it is.
I would love to see you uncomfortable, but I know how you are uncomfortable, and I still want to see it.
What did your kids get into, and it was too late? Ashley will share the story of her markered up child after 8 o'clock. She will also do a panel full of dudes. I believe my friend Neil, your artistic friend.
I love Neil.
I forgot about this. Neil wants to come in today because we have the NAMI walk on Saturday, but I believe tomorrow is an open house at Neil's place where he is one of the outreach people at the Thomas M. Wernert Center, one of our awesome, amazing mental health agencies here in the area. 419-240-1055, our Mike's Pizza and More text line. Another Mike, Mike Buck, State Farm in Sylvania, hashtag SunPig is our show sponsor. Thanks to Mike for taking out some coffee and things to the striking workers at Mercy yesterday. I believe his wife is one of those people. But thanks to Mike for doing that. And if you missed it yesterday, Chief George Krall on with us shortly after 6 o'clock to talk about ice cream trucks, and a lot more. And he's a real good dude, so we're happy to have him on. 5:43, Thursday, May 9th. Good morning. It's Eric, Chase, and the one and only Flatted Up Floyd.
Hi. I'm in a good mood today.
Me as well.
It's Friday Eve.
We got to do a picture of this because this is not your normal attire.
I know. Normally, I'm a graphic tee. I don't dress like your stereotypical gay guy. I get that all the time. I'm not sure. I'm like, if the shoes are comfortable, that's what I'm going to wear. I'm not wearing like loafers, slacks, and a... I don't look like one of the Queer Eye guys. We'll put it that way. That's the best way to describe it. You know how they're like so fashion forward and trendy? I'm just like, give me that $7.99 t-shirt from Target. We good.
That was, to me, that was like stereotypical 15 years ago.
No, the new season. There's a whole new crop.
Well, I know, but like but now, like, gay people can dress like anything.
They do, but I mean, like, some people are just like, when I go, people still don't know that I'm gay.
I'm turning the microphone off.
Why?
Did I just shut
you right? You just shut that argument down.
Yeah, we've moved on from that.
Ew, I got a spit bubble. Gross.
Get your headphones on.
Oh, they're charging.
Text the show. Oh, okay, then never mind. Text the show if you would like. This morning, we'd love to hear from you. 419-240-1055. 419-240-1055.
Actually,
I didn't realize it yesterday, and I don't think you did either. And it wasn't until I read somebody on Facebook saying, is it for this? Is it for that? So we know the name of the royal baby now. His name is Archie. And I didn't have time to pull up the audio. Do you remember what you were predicting the name would be yesterday?
Yes.
What?
No, what I wanted it to be, or predicting? Because we said letters.
Well, the name that we kicked around and I was, no, it can't be that because that's a death sentence.
Oh, what did you say? Oh. I don't remember, because the name I wanted was Winston Jamal. Get the Caucasian side and the black side. You did say it, and we're like, oh, that is a death sentence.
Archduke.
It was Archduke, you're right.
And look at the kid's name.
Archie. You caught it. How did you know?
Whoa, I didn't call it.
No, you put a voodoo hex on that child like Maleficent. And you know, it's not even Archibald.
It's Archie.
It's Archie. I was like, Archie could be short for what? And like all these names came up, and the only one I recognized was Archibald. I mean, whatever. Kudos. Did you see my tweet this morning?
I didn't.
I said, there's going to be a boy baby boom in 2020 of kids named Archie.
You think so?
# class of 2037. # American Steel names.
You can text us now. What do you think of the name?
I don't mind it.
Not that your opinion matters to them or whatever, but I'm just curious. You may be very great. Maybe there will be a boom of Archies. I don't love the name, but maybe this is the first in the wave of, I don't know if we've talked about this before. What?
I just reading some of the replies. My home lady, Victoria, my little news lady, she put # Arch America. Like, she put Archie, but spelled it with
Arch America.
Arch America.
St. Louis Arch. Like, the first time you heard a traditional name or a classic name that had a renaissance, like Grace and Sophie and all those timeless names.
Victoria.
When they first started to come back, somebody had to be the first one, and everybody else had to go, well, that's a little odd, and now there's a million Sophies and Sophias and Graces and all that. So you may be right.
They have to clear it with the queen, right? Because that was the whole issue. Like, they have to wait.
They have to let her know. I don't know if they have to clear it with her.
So I can just see her be like, oh, Archie, no. And Megan's probably like, I'm going to name my baby what I want.
Somebody made a good point yesterday, and I don't know if it was Sarah Hegarty or somebody else. They were like, they made that poor girl get all done up in heels and everything to trot her out there a day and a half after giving birth.
And then, like, they were like, I think I elaborated on it too, remember, because I was reading the comments and like people were just like, she's not as graceful as Kate. And they were like, compare her to Kate. I'm like, she literally just shot something the size of a watermelon outside of a needle hole. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and she had to wear heels.
Yeah.
Oh, I was so livid yesterday when I was like, don't let her have it. Like, just, you preach for equality and feminism and now here you are comparing her to someone like you can't even compare her to. They're two separate people.
Mm-hmm. 5:48, good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105, 419-240-1055. I guess I'm a different kind. Would you say that I'm a good friend?
Yeah.
I'm a different friend, I think. Like, if you ever needed me or needed me to talk, whatever, I'm there for you. I want to help you out. Will I socialize with you a lot? Probably not. Not unless it involves my couch, my dogs, drinking, and something that I can stream.
Right.
But I have a friend. Like, whenever I'm over by the mall, I try to stop in and see my friend. Her name is Jess. She's the GM of the Bar Louie over there.
Mm-hmm.
So while we've never hung out, text her all the time. She listens to the show, I think, when she gets up. Whenever I'm over by the mall, I pop in. So I'm that kind of friend.
Right.
And you... You could accuse me of saying I'm a friend when it's convenient for me,
mm-hmm.
and you wouldn't.
Which is what friendship is.
You wouldn't be wrong, but I like to think that I'm always here for someone to talk to, even though I might not socialize a lot with you.
Mm-hmm.
But Jess is leaving, and I do not approve.
Who's leaving?
Jess. You've never met. She is my friend. She's the GM at Bar Louie at the mall.
You've talked about her a lot before.
She's great. I adore her. And I know that she's been kind of antsy for a while now, and has been just kind of seeking a new challenge. And I was totally unaccepting. I asked her where she's going to work. Mm-hmm. She's moving to Dayton to stay in the bar restaurant business. It's closer. Well, hold on.
I frowned. I'm sorry.
Because of Dayton. So she said she was going to work down there, and I knew that she'd been itching to leave, and I said I needed to know where she was going, and I was like, good, I'm going to call them and tell them that you molest children here in the restaurant.
You must stay.
Yeah, so that they tell you that you can't work there anymore, and you're stuck here.
That escalated quickly.
I know. It'd probably be like molesting squirrels or something. Like, hey, I hear she feeds the rodents in the kitchen here, and she violates all the health codes. And then there was a couple other reasons. And then she said, you know what? I really just miss my family. I was like, oh, I can't stand them.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, I'm not going to call them and tell them about all your sexual perversions, but I'll be disappointed when she leaves.
And I'm always, I don't know her, but I'm always, I guess I get off or like when on other people's happiness and like she's moving on and like expanding herself. Like,
kind
that's
of,
good.
Kind
I mean,
of.
I, I, congratulations and more progress. I'm all about people doing better for themselves. I really am. So,
well, she's doing less, and I appreciate that.
Like, but I think if she's getting closer to her family, that's, you know what I mean? Like, there's always that link when you move away. Like, I moved out of my mom's house a while ago, but like, I feel like I'm still missing out when she's not around, or my nephew or my sister, whose birthday was yesterday, who I totally forgot about.
Jayshon?
Yeah, I totally forgot about.
Did somebody get him a comforter?
Yes, my mom did. What? She's such an old black lady. I love it. A Fortnite comforter, that.
Okay. I think, like, it's kind of, it's not uncool to get clothes anymore.
But he's such a simpleton. I love him. He loves it. He loves really? It. He loves, because I called, I was like, what did you get yesterday? He's like, Nana got me a blanket. I go, oh, okay. Because I know if I would have got a blanket at his age, I'm like, what's wrong with you? But he loves it.
Good.
Nana is his best friend, too. She can do no wrong.
I saw the pictures your mom posted him, and I was like, is that a comforter? Yeah. I'd have taken that thing, put it over her face, and let me know when you wave your hands when you can't breathe anymore.
Did she post on Instagram?
Yes.
Oh, I need a hashtag. Don't get your son this
JAYSHON.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to put hashtag don't get your son this in 20 days. Because I love my mom. She's not a good gift giver. But like I said, Nana and Jayshon should have their own show. They are literally peas in a pod and oil and water, but they love each other.
How old is he?
He just turned 13. He's a teenager. That's his bestie.
I have a kind of a serious, like a deep topic to get into, but we got to make sure we wrap up it. Like, what time does your clock say over there?
At 5:53. Just turned 5:53.
We got to be done by 57. I was watching, I was Chicagoing last night. Mm. And this goes back to the best friend thing from earlier this week. And there's two characters on Chicago Fire who used to date, but it didn't work out. And then, you know, as usual, it was a little feisty and testy. Mm. And they just, like, now they're growing back together, trying to reestablish themselves as good friends. The guy was going through a hard time personally, going through his dead father's belongings. Mm. The ex said, you know, gave him the, you know, you can talk to me. You know, I'm here for you. Like, they've gotten over the hump of the awkwardness.
Right.
And I was thinking, I think I have some male friends in my life, you, I think, being one of them, who I could go to in dire times. And I was thinking, who are the females like that in my life? Ooh. And my friend Ashley that I talked about the other day, absolutely, for sure. Mm-hmm. Probably our Ashley. Mm-hmm. Here. Maybe Dr. Andrea.
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about, like, just to talk to about stuff?
I guess, yeah. But I don't know, like, how serious. Like, when
I think, I don't know the we're not going to have dyslexia part two today. I think the dynamic between you and our Ashley, she's definitely someone I see like that, like talking to, like going in depth of you two sitting down and actually having a conversation at your house while the dogs are running around, while something's streaming in the background.
She has offered some invaluable insight from time to time. She suggested I not do certain things, and it was.
Everyone needs a friend like that.
Yeah. I don't know why I couldn't think of that. Maybe because I was. It was late. It was after 9 o'clock, which mm-hmm. is usually past my bedtime. How was Sam Dusky?
It was good. It was good. We went out to eat. We went to the Thirsted Pony. It's good. And they have like these 48 ounce drinks you can buy. They come in either a guitar or a saxophone or a lady heel boot. You could drink out of it.
They alcoholic?
Yeah, you can get alcohol in them. I'm sure you can get like soda in them, but there's no prices on the menu, so I was afraid to ask. Because usually when there's no prices, it's kind of just like,
expensive, but good. Right.
I didn't drink last night. I don't drink during the week as much.
That's an effing lie.
I said as much.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I totally forgot that you gave me the drinky treats yesterday, and we're gonna daycare. They're just sitting there. I was like, oops, I should probably cover those
what
up.
What were those called again?
The Henry Seltzer Water. I just call them White Claw. They're all White Claw. That's what they all are.
FedExed it or Xeroxed it.
Whatever. I covered them up.
Is that stuff different than the White Claw?
I've never had that brand. So tonight I'm going to drink a little bit of it.
My dad drank seltzer all the time when mm-hmm. I was younger, and I tried it. I was like, it tastes like water with fizz.
It tastes like burp.
Yeah.
That's what it tastes like, burp.
No.
But it's infused with flavors, and also we discovered if you squirt the Mio, the fruit, things you flavored water with.
Right.
You put those in there, it enhances the flavor. We have 1 minute.
So you can have
5:56.
Enhanced flavored burp? No.
Any burp is an enhanced flavor, I guess. It's coming from there.
You know what the worst burp is? The raw egg burp. Have you ever had that?
You have raw egg? No, I would never.
Like, I don't know why you would get that, but like, you get the raw egg burp. It's a foul smell.
Oh, like the inner body burp. Like I call it the deep, like from the pit of your stomach burp. You're like, I don't even know what that was.
And I forget what causes it, but it's just that rotten egg mm-hmm. smell. That's, as we remember, that's Dracaris.
I don't remember Dracaris.
Serious halitosis.
Yes, you're right. What you don't have, knock on wood.
Thanks to Summit Academy. They had me and my friend Jen. We were out yesterday to do a little speaking engagement there. Yeah, we're good. I got an eye on the time. So thanks to Summit Academy. Good to meet all those guys. Caitlin, thank you very much. And Dawn, you as well. 5:57 with the morning reboot on Q105. Ice cream and the Toledo police on the way.
Cupid the shape of you.
Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
And yeah.
Just the news you need with the morning reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
Ready to roll here. My dad, when he drove here last week, took 80 West and passed the Lordstown site where the cruise was made.
Mm.
He's like, it was eerie because he knows that as like a marker coming on the turnpike. And he's like, it was eerie that there was nothing there. Because usually it's bustling with cars. You know which one I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. Right, Akron area, right?
Yeah, well, yep. just before you get close to Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The GM plans to sell that factory in Lordstown, Ohio, to a company that built electric trucks. Also includes investing big here in Toledo and several other Ohio cities. The president announced the deal with a company named Workhorse on Twitter yesterday morning. He also wrote that GM plans to spend $700 million at three locations and create 450 additional jobs. He wrote that he received the news in a conversation with the CEO of GM, Mary Barra. In a news release, GM listed Toledo along with Parma and Moraine as the cities that will see more investment and more jobs. The company also said the Toledo transmission plant will expand production of the company's all-new 10-speed automatic transmission for trucks and SUVs. A GM spokesperson said most of the 450 jobs will be at Toledo Transmission and that they will be filled this year. So this is good for here.
A blessing and a curse, yeah.
Bad for there.
But they're looking to relocate those employees, right?
I don't know.
I heard in the distance in the background because I don't watch news. I just hear it. So at least you're still in Ohio if you're willing to relocate.
It's
always a hard decision, especially when you have families.
Every time I hear, great, we'll keep jobs here. Okay, but what will the cost of goods be then?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and speaking like very generally, which I don't want to do, like it's okay, you know, we here get to keep our jobs, but the cost of goods and prices have gone up, so there's always a trade off.
Yeah, and like you elaborate on, like, yes, keep jobs here, yay. Where are they coming from? Like, you know what I mean? Like, did somewhere else shut down? Where
in this case, yeah.
Right, you know what I mean? Where they're filtering them here where something is already established and flourishing. So, double-edged sword.
Get well to Lucas County Sheriff John Tharp. He underwent heart valve surgery this week, and he should be recovered in about a month or so. He'll be off the job, so hopefully we don't have any snow emergencies. He's the one that drops those. He's 71. He initially noticed some flu symptoms. He learned of a bacteria entering his aortic valve, causing the valve to deteriorate. Surgeons on Monday replaced the valve at the Cleveland Clinic. They were pleased with his progress, and it's moving forward rapidly. He said, I'm doing very well and look to go home in a couple of days. It's typical to return to work after about 4 to 5 weeks of rehab, he said. He served in the position since January of 2013. He spent 25 years with TPD, including roles in narcotics and homicide sections. In January, he was among the 16 people named by Governor Mike DeWine to serve on a Recovery Ohio panel that will advise him as he develops a plan to battle addiction and mental illness. So get well to Sheriff Tharp.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm half serious. I hope we don't need any Lucas County snow emergencies, but it's only May.
It's only May. It's only May.
It's only
May. It's only May. Is that what you're trying to do?
It's only going to be Lexi.
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 You got to hit that A.
Sorry.
It's all good.
Department of Justice officials announced we, turned in more than 50,000 pounds of prescription medication as part of National Prescription Drug Takeback Day on April 27th. So I'm guessing all the billboards, marketing, the radio ads, everywhere it worked. The Detroit Field Division, servicing Michigan and Ohio, announced we collected 50,821 pounds of unused, unwanted, or expired prescription drugs, while Michigan collected 23,000 pounds. Suck it, Wolverines!
It's not a competition.
If you want to get more information about this, takebackday.dea.gov if you've got further drugs to dispose of. I was wondering when BG's graduation was. Obviously, UT's was last week, and I also wondered who would be speaking there. And I don't know why I'm just reading this now, but there's a story in The Blade today that BG's commencement ceremonies will be on the 17th and 18th. 7 o'clock on the 17th, the Graduate College of Business, and several others. The next morning, the 18th, Colleges of Art and Sciences and Musical Arts. 2 o'clock that day, College of Education and Human Development, and several others. A total of about 2,500 degrees will be awarded, including 907 with honors. Those graduating include 104 international students from 24 countries. Nice. The speakers, John M. Starcher. I'm guessing these are all BG graduates. John M. Starcher, 93. He's the president and CEO of Bond Secours and Mercy Health. Dean Pease, graduate of 72. He's currently the defensive coordinator for the NFL's Tennessee Titans. I know that name. And hopefully I pronounce this correctly. Mizell or Mizell Stewart?
I think it's Mizell.
Mizell Stewart. Is that because you know him because he's a black guy?
I went down that.
Graduate in 94, Mizell Stewart III. He is currently a senior news executive for Gannett and the USA Today Network. So, a journalist.
Nice.
Both of the suspects arrested in the wake of Tuesday's deadly shooting at the STEM school Highlands Ranch outside of Denver will be held without bond until they're formally charged. And one of these people is surprising to me because usually when we think of this, we've got a pretty much a stereotype of these people. Mm-hmm. Angry white males. Devin Erickson appeared in court for the first time during an advisement hearing. The 18-year-old's hair partly dyed purple, kept his head down during the proceedings, and only spoke once to acknowledge that he would follow the terms of a protection order, keeping him away from the victims in the school. Other than that, he responded with head nods up and down. He's being held on one count of suspicion of first-degree murder after deliberation and 29 counts of attempted first-degree murder. The second suspect is 16-year-old Maya McKinney, a transgender male who goes by Alec. He appeared in juvenile court alongside his mother Wednesday afternoon and will be held without bond until his second appearance tomorrow, when the prosecution determine whether to try him as an adult. I believe that's a first in this case. If I were to speculate, perhaps a transgender student who was tired of any kind of bullying or marginalization and went murderously crazy.
This is just my activism come out.
You have any thoughts?
16-year-old male suspect named Alec.
What?
He identifies as transgender male.
Right.
He's a male.
Okay.
I'm just saying for logistical reasons.
Lastly, some happy news. We often read stories about some exotic fast food items in other countries that we'd like to try. We get that opportunity soon. McDonald's will start selling the Stroop Waffle McFlurry, the Grand McExtreme Bacon Burger, the Tomato Mozzarella Chicken Sandwich, and Cheesy Bacon Fries at participating McDonald's starting on June 5th. It will be a limited time. McDonald's serves different menu items in various locations around the world based on local demand. Also, McDonald's started selling a meatless burger called the Big Vegan TS in its German restaurant last month. It also sells the McVegan in Finland and Sweden. And it's not clear whether McDonald's will bring a vegan burger to the U.S., but they are looking at it, and they say it could be worth it.
It could be. It will be, actually. I don't know why I said could.
You can keep your seaweed burger over there, though.
Oh, have you ever had seaweed?
Yes, I stepped on it before, and that was the end of it. I stepped on it, and I knew I didn't want to eat it.
Okay.
6:41 with the morning reboot. So the kid is named Archie. We can get into who is not his godfather and where you will first be able to see Avengers for free once it's out of theaters. That's all on the way before 7 o'clock. 6:55. Good morning. It's the morning reboot. 8:50 today. 8:50 today. Make sure you're here for our national keywords so we can hook you up with the $1,000. We're still doing the $1,000 payoff. Where's my sheet at? Where is my sheet at? I need my sheet. 8:50 this morning, $1,000 payoff here on Q105. It's Eric and Floyd. Good morning. We're brought to you by Mike Buck, State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. Mike, yeah, thank you for supporting, I believe, your wife and the St. V's and Mercy nurses. Also, some cool contests for free pizza and a free driveway on our website, Q1055.com. The kid's name is Archie.
Not Archibald.
Not Archduke.
Not Archimus.
No. Archimus Prime. It right. is. It's just Archie. And George Clooney needed to set the record straight as the royal godfather. He opened up about whether that's true or not. Everybody loves the rumors. He told Extra last night, it's not true. You don't want me to be a godparent of anybody. He jokingly added, I'm barely a parent at this point. It's frightening. Clooney and his wife, international human rights lawyer Amal Clooney, are proud parents to their own children, twins Alexander and Ella, who turned 2 years old in June. This song, Coming Tomorrow. We teased it yesterday with the stuff from Ed Sheeran's Instagram. Look, I got 10 seconds of it, and let's see if we agree, okay?
You can take me anywhere. You're making me feel like I'm loved by somebody. I can deal with the bad nights.
It's a hit. It's a hit.
Is that him singing or Bieber? That's why I did that.
That's
or is it them together?
You can take me anywhere.
That's him.
You're making me feel like I'm loved by somebody. I can deal with the bad nights.
When that beat kicks in, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
It could be Shape of You Part 2.
Okay.
Before I do this Avengers story, I have several things that I need you to look at.
Okay.
You and, of course, our wonderful listeners.
Hello, listeners.
Because they're just pictures. So, Luna Teagan?
Yes.
Luna Legend?
Yeah.
Memed her mom's most famous meme. Also, James Cameron. It's funny, isn't it?
It's hilarious.
Okay.
That's her twin.
James Cameron, who I guess somebody mentioned to me, I think on Twitter, has always taken shots at superhero movies. Somebody that works for him made a nice graphic for his tweet with the Avengers logo sinking the Titanic because it overtook it financially. And lastly, That one?
Yeah, that's okay. Good too.
And lastly, do you know about the Shawn Mendes pictures?
No.
Shawn Mendes is a Calvin Klein model. If you just Google Shawn Mendes CK pics, again, there's no stories here other than me telling.
Like his promos, his stills?
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen those.
They're new. These are new.
Oh, these are new ones?
Like these just came out yesterday.
Is it Calvin Klein, you said?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I feel dirty. How old is he before I go down this hole?
That's a good question.
Okay, before I start looking at these pictures, how old is he?
23.
That's fine enough for me.
Can you check that?
I'm looking at pictures.
Sorry. It appears he is individually flexing each of his 6 abdominal muscles. You know how, so there's a new Terry Crews commercial.
He's 20.
He's only 20?
Yeah, nope, I'm cool. We're out.
Terry Crews just did a commercial, I don't know for what, or maybe it's a promo because he's the new host of America's Got Talent.
That panel is bizarre.
I know.
That's a weird panel.
He's like, you might know me from having rhythmic pecs.
From the Old Spice commercials and stuff.
Yeah.
He can do that. Yeah.
Shawn Mendes is doing that with his abdominal muscles. And if you didn't know, we all have abdominal muscles. Most of us just have them covered in fat.
Much like we all.
Never mind.
It's almost like how most of us have shingles. They're just dormant. My pecs have been dormant since 83. Let's see. Hold on. They're twitching.
I like it. Yeah. I swear. Your body's moving. So, you can watch Avengers Endgame for home viewing.
What?
When it hits Disney Plus on December 11th.
Wow, that's not that far.
Disney Plus is set to launch on November 12th, a month before. It'll cost you $7 a month or $70 annually. So apparently this is a big deal. I don't know if this means you won't be able to rent it as I do, like on the PlayStation Network or Amazon Prime. I'm guessing if you're going to give some money over for it, you'll still be able to rent it as opposed to being solely on this service for free. Apparently, this is a huge deal. The endgame streaming news is so big that business news website CNET reported that when Bob Iger, the president of the Walt Disney Corp., the CEO, announced it during an earnings meeting, it elicited a gasp from the crowd of investors, analysts, and press. I'd like more detail, but that's all I have at the moment.
All right.
That's your entertainment news for now. You can hit our Facebook with this. We've already got a lot of answers and, to the question there. What's the age gap? Like, do you have an abnormally large age gap between you and your sibling? And if you could tell us why your parents waited so long, we'd like to know that as well. That's next. What's your favorite part of Shawn Mendes? Floyd?
His voice.
Yeah, okay.
His hair.
7:13, good morning. It's the Morning Reboot on Q105. It's Eric Chase and Floyd Ashley is here with us.
Hello.
You're looking glowing today.
Thank you.
Glowingly. We hit this a little bit yesterday. It's up on our Facebook page. A big age gap, sizable age gaps between siblings. Me and my brother, Paul, are 8.5 years apart. This kind of became a thing because our friend Clara was here for Maddie and Bella on Monday. She and her new sibling are 21 years.
Fresh out the womb sibling.
Apart, yeah. There's still like uterus juice on that child.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Uterus juice? Uterus juice. Or 21 years.
What do you call it?
I don't know.
Amniotic fluid. Amniotic fluid. There
you
go.
The kids
they look cottage cheesy.
On Urban Dictionary, it's called uterus juice. Do you have a large age gap between you and your siblings? And we'd also kind of like to know, what took your parents so long? And Floyd, with his hands on his cheeks, is reading some of the comments.
These
on our
comments are crazy.
Ashley, do you have a problem? I have
a sister.
You do?
Yeah. We're 5 years apart.
Did I meet her at the chili cook-off?
No. That was my aunt. Also hilarious. That's my aunt, my mom.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're 5 years apart?
Yeah.
That's not that interesting.
That's not too bad.
No, not at all.
It kind of is, though. So 5 years is a weird gap because, like, she was in, you know, elementary school when I went into, like, junior high. And then from junior high, like, I was graduating from high school when she was going into high school.
You know, I have to defend her because 5 years old, at a 5 year old comprehends stuff. Like, they have those reactions like, Ashley, we're going to have another baby. And you're probably just like, why? Am I not good enough for you? Like, you had that dialogue.
And at 5 years old, like, I was around adults. I was the first, still, I mean, clearly still the oldest. Mm-hmm. I was the first, like, grandchild, like, niece, nephew, everything. So, like, I was around adults all the time. So, I grew up pretty quickly, like, and I grew up kind of bossy.
Yeah,
and
grew up being the it girl. And then all of a sudden, what's your sister's name?
Kelsey
shows up.
Yeah. I swear I met her before.
You probably have at the store. She worked. She
started
the store.
Yeah. I complimented you.
Yeah, she's like 5 inches tall. So I always said I'm 5 years older, but she's 5 inches taller. Yeah.
419-240-1055, our Mike's Pizza and More text line. What is the sizable age gap between you and your siblings? And what took your parents? Like, what happened? I'm wondering, are you looking at this is wild.
I want to read the one that made me go cross-eyed.
Some of those.
I was like,
it kind of sounds like an SAT question.
Yeah.
If Teresa is 13 and Teresa's uncle is 34, how old is Teresa's dad, who was born in 1994?
I'm going to read the one that made me go cross-eyed and to elaborate on what you just said. If it was the final question on my exit exam in college, I would probably have to start college over. Here we go. My sister is 10 years younger than me. My brother is 16 years younger than me. I guess I held tradition because my boys are 24, 17, and 5, and I have a 3-year-old granddaughter. I'm 43.
That's wild.
That's a lot of numbers.
You know, but a 43-year-old grandmother doesn't shock me. You remember on the old show we did a topic like if you're under 40 and we got grandparents.
Well, and I think like now it's weird because people are waiting to have kids a little bit later. Like I was 29, where my mom was 21. Like I still have both my grandparents and people think that's wild.
I think we're going to get to the point now where people are really waiting, and it's going to do the opposite, where there was a lot of younger grandparents. They're going to get to a point where we're going to have a lot of older grandparents.
I feel like it's going to be a good mix. 16 and pregnant or 40 and pregnant.
Hi, who's this?
Jason.
Hi, Jason. Thanks for calling us this morning. What's your age gap?
Age gap?
Do you
have half an hour.
Half an hour.
Oh, you're a twin.
Yep.
That's cute.
That's not too bad.
Isn't that ridiculous? It's just silly.
Like, what are you older?
Jason.
Don't come be a wise ass on this show. He's never allowed to call ever again. I just banned him from the show.
I don't know what happened.
I don't know either, but it's great.
My dad, from Mindy, my dad is 22 years older than his sister. Wait, are you ready?
I'm ready.
You might want to write this down.
Okay.
My dad is 22 years older than his sister. She was born an aunt to a 2-year-old nephew and 4-year-old niece.
Read that again. Wait. Whoa.
My dad is 22 years older than his sister.
Okay.
She was born an aunt to a 2-year-old nephew and 4-year-old niece.
Okay, stop.
So the dad had a baby.
Oh, no.
That is wild.
That was two?
Oh, wow.
So some people have left pictures here for us to see.
What would that make you, like, a nep-son?
Not a nephew son.
And a son?
We got one on the text line that says, I have a family member of five. Family of five. My oldest sibling is 7 years older. My youngest is 7 years younger, meaning they have 14 years between them. My younger sibling has a different dad and was very much a surprise. Oh, wait. My oldest siblings, I don't get that. I'm so confused. So are they the same age? Right. So, these parents out here.
Amber left a picture.
I think they're just saying there's five kids within a 14-year gap.
Okay. I was like, wow.
And the only interesting part there is the first and last. I don't care about the middle ones.
Yeah.
Amber, I won't throw your last name out there, but it's on the internet. Brother and I are 11 years apart, and you see this picture?
I did.
It looks like an older sister or mom son picture.
It really does.
Like I just took
this one. Yeah,
went for parent teacher meetings, and he's doing great.
They look like, you know what they look like? They look like a Disney Channel original movie cover.
It's so cute.
He's over it. He's like, why am I here? He's so mad. He's like, I didn't even ask to be here.
From Ashley, I think I win from the ones I've seen. My baby sister and I are 26 years apart. Yeah, she's 29. She's 29. I'm 29, and she's 3.
I would like to have a little backstory.
Did you breathe sigh?
I did.
Did you go?
I think
she wins.
Like, I don't know, A, why you'd want to do that again as a parent. B, but then I'm like, okay, maybe they found new loves. But, like, I mean, assuming that she's, the mother is at least, say, 16 years older than her. Like, you're in your 40s and you're having another kid.
If I was 30 and if my mom, and I said this to you off air yesterday, it was just like, she would say, Fleantiana, I'm having another kid. Ew, why? I have the verbiage in the dialogue to let you know that. Why would you start over? I gave you hell. Yeah. And you're starting over?
Actually, high-risk pregnancy is like mid-30s and up, right?
Yeah, they consider I think anything over 30, everything 36 is geriatric pregnancy.
Yeah. And it's high-risk and it's problematic. And does that mean you are at a greater risk for losing the pregnancy?
Yes.
And greater risk of maybe deformities?
I don't know that it's so... I think deformities are part of that. That's why they do all that early testing and stuff like that.
Right.
Even they offered me, they're like, you're on the cusp. What do you want to do? And I was like,
Because they test for Down syndrome.
Yeah.
It's a mandatory test at a certain age.
Yeah.
Because I know as you get older.
And that's
older,
how you can find out, if you're older, you can find out at 6 weeks what you're having.
Yeah.
Because they do that test where they go through your spine or whatever.
Floyd, if you don't mind, can you ask some of these people if they want to share their parents' part of this?
Can you guys share your parents' part of this?
Thank you.
Just kidding.
I'm fascinated to know, where are they, is it
I get one a year.
Like, did dad get remarried?
Yeah.
Does mom?
That's what happened to Clara's parents. Her dad found someone new.
Yeah.
So
He's fairly young too, though.
Yeah,
right?
He's 43. Yeah. Her 1 year old, or the newborn, is the mother is a different mom. Okay. So I would bet that that would be the case with most of these people. They were young enough to have found someone new and start a second family. Why you want that financial burden is beyond me, but
so wild.
Thanks for all the comments. We appreciate it. 7:21 with the morning reboot. Throwback Thursday. Ballads to acknowledge a booming emerging artist is coming up in less than 15 minutes.
Q105.
7:33, good morning. What's Emma Thompson in? Everything.
Everything, yeah. Oh, Harry Potter.
She's on SNL with the Jonas Brothers this weekend. You know her if you saw her. All right, here we go.
Back to when Major Magics and the Southwick Mall were things. The Mud Hens weren't downtown, and neither were you.
That's how long I've been on ya.
And the Storm played on the east side. It's time for Throwback Thursday with the Morning Reboot on Q105.
Is that new?
I like that.
Why did you play that last week, right?
But why don't we play songs like that?
That was... Another song I used to sing to my sister in the back of my mom's Nissan.
I want
to
sex you up?
Yeah, because I didn't know.
Your sister?
Well, I was like six, and my mom was like, you were having a good time. I'm like, I sang Freak Me to Her by Silk. I want to sex you up, and let's talk about sex. I was like, Mom, why did you stop? And she was like, because you're having a good time, and your sister wasn't paying you no attention.
Yeah, nobody cares.
So Billie Eilish is a big deal.
I love her. Yes.
And all of her songs are like, ghostly ballads.
Dark, yeah.
Except there's one newer one. I don't know what it's called. It's a little more up-tempo, and I like that one. So I figured we'd go with, like, ghostly ballads. Okay? Floyd, since Ashley's back, and you got your whooping last week, or you met your medal
so,
with Jordan.
So my...
The five-second rule is back in play.
Is it? It was in play last week, too!
I wasn't here last week.
It was a Justin Timberlake thing, and I got massacred.
Yeah, she did good.
Yeah, she was great. I was like, oh...
Here we go. Sleepy ballads.
I don't know the name of the song. It's called I Really Need to.
Just try to identify it.
Seven.
Go. No.
Go ahead.
Sam Smith, Stay With Me.
Guess it's stay true. With me, that's it.
I don't want to stay.
Yeah, it's like breathing and dying.
How'd that go again?
Breathing and dying.
4192.
My name's Sam Smith.
419-240-1055. If they can't get it, that was...
All I can think of now is when I hear him is that picture of him in his underwear, like posing and posting selfies. It's ruined it for life.
He's gone a long way.
Yeah.
Next up.
Oh,
I don't like him.
Why not? Ashley.
John Legend, What Would I Do?
Close enough. All of me. Why don't you like John Legend?
Why does she get... Equal rights, dude. No. I'm a call coal mines.
I don't know why he loves me so much.
I'm
call coal mines.
I'm telling
points.
You.
Because Ashley is the quintessential listener. Like, oh, I love this song. I have no idea what it's called. NSYNC.
I think that's a compliment. You're welcome.
You make CDs every week for your shows. You know
they're not mixed CDs. They're mixed performances. I treat every performance like a VMA show.
Do you remember the last time I kind of won, like, for real?
Yeah.
Because that was like 3 weeks ago. The day before, I worked from home, and I was like, play 2,000 pop hits. And I was just like, Alexa, who is that? What song is that? Like, I nailed it in my brain.
It's
and I
NSYNC.
Won. Yeah.
Next up.
Oh! I know this already.
Oh, my gosh.
Floyd.
Miley Cyrus, The Climb.
Yeah. I feel like that was Hannah Montana.
No.
Just kidding.
I don't think you guys will get this one. So be ready to call 419-240-1055. I'll give you the year. 2005. Yes. But I won't give you the point for that. Ashley.
Chris Daughtry.
No.
Kidding.
You have no idea, Floyd. He doesn't know the white people songs.
And it's you and me and all of the people.
Gonna need to take a phone call.
I'm sure I have this on like an emotional mixtape somewhere. There's a phone call.
Ooh. You and all of the people.
You should do this 1 week.
Put everyone to sleep.
That, I don't even know the band.
That happened last week. Somebody fell asleep.
I actually like laughed at that. Like that got me my good.
Who is this?
I feel like this was in like that one Angels movie, like California Angels. Or
City
Dolls?
Of Angels.
City of Angels. Yeah.
Yeah.
California.
For those that didn't identify, that's Lifehouse, You and Me.
Oh, yeah.
Next up. Ashley, you better be quick with this one.
Come on, girl.
Hello.
Thank Adele, you. Hello.
Yes.
I was listening to the phone ring. I'm like, what's happening?
Yeah, we can't turn it down.
Oh, that's broken.
Next up.
Country people that aren't country, but they are country. And don't tell me.
No! No, I know this song!
At the table, you got your Floyd.
This is Lady Antebellum.
Cross your mind.
Know the title?
Anytime.
To know?
Lady Down in a Bed of Roses. No, that's Lady Antebellum.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Need You Now.
Lay Me Down in a Bed of Roses.
I thought that was like the smaller version of Lady Antebellum. Like Antebellum Jr.
She's going to be down here in 10 minutes to correct us.
Next up.
Ashley. Wrecking Ball of Miley Cyrus.
Well done. And we'll wrap it up with that. Boom. Nice job. Nice job.
Boom.
Hi.
Wait. Hello.
You there? Hi there.
Hi. It's Lady Antebellum. Need You Now.
Thank you.
Did they sing the Bed of Roses song?
I have absolutely no idea, but I know
it's they didn't. That's the band Perry.
Well, yes, it's like well done. Well, thank you. You mean If I Die Young?
Oh, yeah. Lady Antebellum Jr.
Right.
It's like band Perry.
So there it's not go. Called Bed of Roses?
Two boys and a girl.
They're brothers and sisters.
Even weirder.
Maybe I'm on the wrong station. We need to go break barriers down the hall. K-100, your black guy has arrived!
Cowboy Floyd.
Yes, hometown Glass City Glory.
7:40.
You are going to a hockey game, right?
I am.
Hockey Bros, one half of the Hockey Bros out at the Wawa game tomorrow night. They play Tulsa. 7:40 with the morning reboot on Q105. Another, just like Bandersnatch and Black Mirror, another interactive show is coming to Netflix. That's before 8. 7:53 with the morning reboot. We are very happy you're here with us. It's Eric and Floyd. Ashley's here with us. It's Q105. If you can't listen to the show for that much longer, please text the keyword Eric to our Mike's Pizza and More text line, 419-240-1055. Ashley, weren't here with us last hour. I don't know. Could you throw your headphones on?
Yes.
We are getting in full the new Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber song tomorrow. A snippet goes like this.
Hold me near. You can take me anywhere. You're making me feel like I'm loved by somebody. I can deal with the bad nights.
It's called I Don't Care. What do you think?
I like it. I'm sure it'll be a summer jam.
Summer jam.
Summer jam.
The
summer
say,
bop.
Yeah, the kids say bop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Floyd, you never caught up on Black Mirror, right?
No. Is that the... You made me watch that one episode?
With the pig.
Nope. Yep. Never
Ashley,
going back.
You do Black... Did you watch Bandersnatch?
No. My TV wouldn't let me.
Really?
Yes.
How
remember?
Come?
I told you.
I don't remember.
I was like, can you watch this on your TV? Mine's like not... It said something about like it's not the right kind of something. And I have Apple TV, I have a Fire Stick, and I have a smart TV. It won't work on any of them.
Weird.
So weird.
I'll come back to that in a second. Side note, a friend of mine asked me if he could come over to my house on Sunday and watch Game of Thrones because he read somewhere that you need to watch this week's episode on the biggest TV you possibly can.
How big is your TV?
65.
Okay. Yeah, big TV.
But
same. I was like, I watch on Mondays, and he was like,
yeah.
This probably has something to do with like how two episodes ago was super dark. And you had to watch it in a dark room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was, so that episode was hilarious because I'm like shutting off one light and I'm like, what is happening? And I shut off another light and then I dimmed them. I'm like, can you see it? I'm asking my friend Erica. She's like, I can't, I don't know what's happening.
It did strain
so
my
So then
eyes.
I completely turned them off. And we have like backlight on the back of our TV so it like shines blue and you can change the color, whatever. And I was like, what is happening? That helped.
Do you watch on Sunday nights?
I do.
Okay. All right, so back to the Bandersnatch thing. Netflix is going to do this again, an interactive episode. Sorry, you can't watch. Are you an
I'll
Unbreakable?
I'll just come to your house and watch.
Yeah, okay. That works out so well.
I have a key. I can come when you're not even home.
Do that. do you watch Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt?
I have, yes.
Okay. They're going to do interactive with that. Following four glorious Emmy-nominated seasons, the Netflix comedy will return for an interactive special like Black Mirror's Bandersnatch. Series creator and executive producer Tina Fey announced a special episode on Wednesday, marking its release date on Netflix for 2020. Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt was one of the first original comedy series on Netflix, and now it'll be the first interactive comedy event. Fans will be able to make choices on behalf of our characters, taking different story paths with, of course, different jokes.
I like it.
Interesting.
I love Kimmy Schmidt.
I do too.
It's such a good show.
It's funny.
Tiffany Haddish, one person we didn't speak about at the Met Gala the other night, but she makes a really good point. While talking to people the other night, she revealed that she stuffed her bag with chicken before she left the house.
I saw that.
Last year I came, it wasn't enough food. I was hungry. When I'm hungry, my attitude is not good. Something we can all relate to. So she said, I'm going to be prepared this year. So I brought chicken. Instead of swinging by a fast food joint for some tenders, spicy chicken at Wendy's, the actress cooked her own meal. No, I didn't go to KFC. We don't worry about it. See, Tiffany knows how to cook. I don't know if you know this, but I have my own seasoning salt.
Oh my lord.
That's hilarious.
I love it.
Like handing it out.
Was she really? Yeah.
To the one chick on Good Morning America. Oh. Was that Laura?
So funny.
Yeah, she's like, you don't have to eat it. She's like, oh, I'm going to eat it.
But she brings up a valid point. Nobody wants to be going hungry. They turn into hangry, right? Mm-hmm. So savvy move on her part. Ellen, for the first time in many, many years, like 15, is getting back into comedy. Why?
Why now? Why was it the perfect time?
Well, first of all, thank you. I don't know why now. I have no idea. I didn't plan it. It was just kind of, it was suggested to me, and I was like, well, maybe so. Maybe that would be something to challenge me, and I'll try to think of something to talk about. A friend of mine was at my house, and I told him I'm going to do stand-up again. And he said, well, do you think you're still relatable? Just then, Batu, my butler, stepped into the library. I made the deal before I had anything to say. And then once I made the deal, I panicked. Only, I think a year and a half in, started writing, but almost gave the money back twice.
I look forward to that.
I like her.
I liked her last one. It was funny.
When will she retire? I hope I know when. Maybe when people are kind of tired of me. And I think I'll sense that. She told E.T., you know, I'll walk away really when I stop having fun. I don't care about the rest of the people, she quipped. If I'm having fun and no one's watching, I don't care. But if I'm not having fun and everyone's watching, then I should walk away. And we'll wrap up this entertainment segment with a story for Floyd.
Uh-oh.
Who do you hate?
Like, famous people?
Yeah.
Camila Cabello. Yeah. Is this the story about her?
Yeah, your other arch nemesis. Not Archie. There's Craig. Oh, no, that's a bird. Sorry.
Oh, Craig.
What?
Craig. Not only has Bebe Rexha not had plastic surgery, she says she's scared to go under the knife. She told the June issue of Health. And inside the magazine, she sets the record straight on plastic surgery rumors. I think it's funny, she says, adding that a stylist friend of hers will report back that clients have accused her of butt implants. I never had my butt done. I've never had my nose done. Actually, I have a deviated septum, and I keep getting sinus infections, and I'm scared to get that fixed. I'm scared to go under the knife. I don't want it to mess up my nose. If I got work done, I would definitely say it. I definitely want to get my boobs lifted one day. If it makes me feel better and sexy, I'm like, do whatever you want. But for now, she's had nothing.
I like her. Why do you keep saying that I hate her? I do like Bebe. I do. I really do.
I don't think you did either, but that's fine.
I don't mind.
And Halsey.
Oh,
and Camila Cabello.
Stop.
I like Bebe Rexha.
Maybe, I like Bebe Rexha too.
Maybe you should go work at K100.
Oh, down road.
You're probably...
that's what it sounds like to me.
Since I can say this, since we're friends, and, you know, people who listen to the show know our sense of humor.
I'm terrified right now. The last thing ever.
You could be the Jackie Robinson of K100.
Oh, a 42, right?
Break the barrier.
I would break the barrier. I'm here. I'm on the Old Town. Like, we're not playing Old Town Road, Lynn. She's like, no, Floyd.
Another thing. Things to Google this morning. James Cameron with Avengers sinking the Titanic. Luna memeing her mom. And Shawn Mendes' new CK pictures. 8 o'clock with the morning reboot. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm. Ashley, the next topic is all about Parker.
Okay.
And what she did to her face.
Oh.
We'll get to that in less than 15 minutes. So stay. 8:12. Good morning. It's the morning reboot. Win some pizza. Win a new driveway on our website, Q1055.com. Around 8:50, your first national keyword of the day to win the $1,000 payoff. With us here on the morning reboot, it's Eric and Floyd. Ashley's here with us. We're glad to have you. If you text my first name, Eric, E-R-I-C, to our Mike's Pizza and More text line, you'll get the podcast for today's show, 419-240-1055. You can also text in your responses to this. You can call as well. If you are fortunate enough to be friends with Ashley on Facebook, you saw her little girl looking like... some type of tribal warrior, thanks to what I could only say is a marker.
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't even remember. Like, it all happened so quick. I think Tucker was in the bathtub, and he had left. Like, I threw him in the bathtub, or no. I think, I don't remember what happened. Somebody was in the bathtub, or in the shower. It may have been Kevin, I don't remember. But I was doing something with Tucker, and I came back out into the living room, and I was like, and she had her back to me, so it was like she turned around, and she's like, Mom! And I was like, oh, I mean, covered. Her hands, her shirt, it was on her feet. Like, I didn't even take a picture of that. She just colored her feet. I'm still, to this day, like, finding random remnants of the holy marker day that occurred.
Why would you have kids?
That was so funny. And I told him, like, to do this topic, I said, have you seen those videos of, like, kids covering themselves in peanut butter? Or, like, they take mayonnaise out and smear it everywhere? Or, like, they get a hold of, like, the vegetable oil and then parents are slipping.
Like, I said, baby powder
everywhere. I said, hey, Ashley went through something like this. And he was like, what? I go look at her Facebook.
Oh, yeah, I saw the picture.
No, the best part is that she was, like, so proud of herself. And she's like, look, I did it. And I'm like, you did. I'm like, and she's like, my toes. Look at my toes. And I'm like,
so
okay.
Proud of them.
So I grab her feet. And I was like, oh, like, it's not only on the top of your feet. It's on the bottom of your feet. Like, she had lifted up her shirt. She had did it on her belly.
419-240-1055. What's something that you found that your kid did, but you got there just a little bit too late? Is there anything that Tucker's done like this?
Tucker did a baby powder thing once, like, around his room, but, like, I walked in, like, mid baby powdering. But this by far was probably one of the worst.
It's funny.
I'm like still, like, I went to go open the windows because it was so nice out, and I peel back the curtain and I'm like, it's on the blinds and on the window. Like, she just stuck the mirror through. God. And I swear it. I mean, it had to have been less than 3 minutes.
Like a lavender Crayola marker or something?
Yeah, it was like a purple, like a navy purple.
Floyd, not
no stain.
It wasn't too bad, but all over the walls.
Hi, it's Q105. Who's this?
This is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. What have you gotten to too late?
My daughter, she was probably about two and a half. And she had gotten a brand new bottle of chocolate syrup. And somehow she had gotten it open, and she poured it all over herself. She had splattered it all over her room. She had a puddle in her chair that she was sitting in.
That is awful.
Michelle, let's be honest. There isn't a human being alive who wouldn't like to take a swim in chocolate, right?
Right. And I was just like, you know, I just had to laugh. I couldn't even yell at her.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
What are you going to yell for? It's already done. Hi, it's Q105. Who's this?
This is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. What have you walked in too late on?
My son, he took a rock to my car.
Oh, no.
And
I mean, that's awful.
He drew a pretty picture outside, and I thought he was playing outside with chalk, and I walked out, and no, he took a rock all the way down the whole side of my van and all over the back, and he drew pictures.
Is that an insurance claim?
No, and luckily it wasn't that deep, so eventually it did fade.
The unconditional love he provides you is just worth it, right?
Yeah.
Thanks so much. 419-240-1055. What have you walked in too late on your kids?
I love those stories because the kids are so proud.
Yeah.
Like, as she's coming out, she's probably fuming, like, Charlie, now! And he's like, Mommy, look, it's you!
Yeah.
And you're like, but it's on my damn car! Yeah. You can't get mad because they're
Tucker
children.
Tucker has used chalk on the car.
Has he? Yeah. Okay.
Hi, it's Q105. Who's this?
Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. What have you walked into late on your kids?
My son, when he was potty training, he's a boy, so we let him go potty outside and pee on a tree. We were in Florida on a family vacation one time. We just got off an airboat, and he said he had to go potty, so we're waiting in line. And he takes his pants down and starts pooping in front of everybody. Oh,
not no. Even like a number one, it was a full-on number two?
Full number two, and now he's number two, and he's peeing on people.
Oh my gosh.
And you can't stop it, because he's already in the motions.
Yeah, like, it was... I'm so sorry.
You win.
Like, what do you do? Like, you pull a baggie out of your pocket and go over and just pick it up nicely like it's a dog. Goodness. Sorry.
Sorry, my pet made a mess. Yeah.
Does anyone have a wet wipe?
Thanks for
the call. He got on my phone. It was
No, poor guy.
Thank you.
You're a saint.
What else made me think about this is, Alana, I know you're listening. I told you I was going to talk about it. My friend had a dinner party for her family, and I think her daughter's just about one, she's one, and she walked away and came back with a whole bunch of tampons, and they were just, like, stuck to her, little maxi pads stuck everywhere, and then she just goes, Mommy, for you? Like, I know what these are for. Yeah. I was like, I would have been mortified.
I could never be a mother, ever.
No. I'd be like,
My dad is usually the storyteller, but I think it was my mom who appreciated this story. When I was a little boy, obviously, I would go to my grandmom's house, mm-hmm. and we would go to, like, the Jewish deli. Well, I guess my grandmother was at the deli counter ordering stuff, and she turned around, and I had, like, my arm, like, up to my shoulder into the pickle tank.
Oh, my God.
Thank you for the calls. You can send texts as well. 419-240-1055. Toledo-opoly. We'll hook you up with that because Ashley has questions for you coming up. 8:50 or so today. We'll get you your first national keyword to win the $1,000 payoff on Q105. 8:31, the morning reboot. It's Eric and Floyd. Ashley's here with us, so we are trying to do a panel full of dudes. Let me try this. If you're the first caller, we're looking for guys. We had a guy call for the panel full of ladies.
Yesterday.
Yeah. Now, call now, because Ashley will ask you questions. 419-240-1055, our Mike's Pizza and More text line. The first of two guys that we're looking to call, you'll win a prize.
Yeah.
Free stuff. Yay.
Maybe when I just say you'll win a prize, rather than tell you what it is, I think it's a pretty good prize.
I want one.
Mother's Day's coming up. You can re-gift it.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Well, do you have Mother's Day plans?
I do.
You want to tell me what they are?
So Saturday, we do it every year, but Saturday I am loading on a bus with like 30 of my favorite ladies, and we call it D-Day, and we are getting, what do we call it, the one day spritzed, splashed?
Drunk?
Yes.
Where are you going?
We don't know. So two people plan it. We never really know. We take like an hour and a half trip somewhere. Sometimes it's like a brewery. And then we take like 2-hour trips somewhere else. And we have some adult beverages and get like white girl wasted on a bus and act a fool.
So it's no different for you than any other weekend except for the bus.
And there's like happens to be 30 women there.
Right.
Not like 24 gay men at George's.
Hey, Brian. Brian.
Yes.
Hi. Thanks for calling us.
Hi.
Brian is 30, lives in Toledo. He's married, 3 kids. You ready to take care of Mother's Day?
Hopefully, yeah.
we're running out of time, so.
Yeah.
Ashley has some questions for us, so hopefully you're ready to answer them.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
All right.
A lot of enthusiasm here.
Let's do it. Sorry.
It's Thursday. It's almost Friday. Let's be excited. What are 3 qualities that you look for in a potential partner or date?
Brian, you're up first.
Well, if I'm looking for like a first date type scenario, then
Brian, you should totally be talking about what you look for in your wife.
Oh, well, yeah, exactly. then we're talking about hardworking and beautiful and intelligent. That's what I like.
Okay. I like it.
Floyd, you go.
Personality.
Personality.
I like someone to make me laugh.
Vomit.
No, you gotta be.
I agree.
Personality for sure.
I can train you to be funny. I can't make you look good.
No, you cannot train someone to be funny. You can tell who the trained funniers are. You're like,
I can't pick just 3. The list is too long.
Okay, so your top 3.
God, I don't know. It changes by the day.
You're difficult.
I know. It's ridiculous. Someone who can deal with my difficulty. Someone who can deal with me wanting to be alone most of the time.
Two.
And if your boobs are fake, that's even better.
You like fake boobs?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the first two are really important. I
love Brian's like, a comfortable laugh with the other.
He's like, he's like, me too.
Stay away from
I don't want to sound shallow or anything.
No, no, no. I'll own that. I'll raise that flag for all of us guys.
Shallow is like a number one selling song or movie, so you're totally fine.
Yeah, you're so good.
All right, question number two. Have you ever had a fantasy, it could be currently or in the past, about a coworker?
Brian?
Well, I haven't had a coworker for a couple of years, but before I met my wife, I'll say that, yes.
Yes, that's fair.
What did you do, or what do you do now?
Well, I've been staying at home with my daughter. She's in school now, so I'm going to be working soon, but okay. That's what I've been doing.
Good dad stuff.
Yeah.
Floyd?
No, I've only ever worked with ladies.
I've acted on these things, so.
So,
does
yes.
That, does that count?
Yeah.
It wasn't a fantasy. It was real life.
Real life.
Yeah.
Hey-o! No.
Okay.
Don't. You shouldn't. What's the quote?
Shouldn't what?
You shouldn't poop where you eat.
What? Well, I didn't poop. It was sex.
That's what that means. It means all the S-word stuff.
What's going on in your bedroom?
Right! There he is.
There he is.
Brian's
there is
on the
way.
Board.
There we go. All right. Last question, third and final question. What is something that totally turns you off?
Smoking.
I have to go with him on that one. I
1,000%.
Stand
1,000%. Brian, that was the best answer we've ever had on this
show. I totally
show
was
ever.
Like, that'll be the number one answer.
It's so nasty.
I knew you guys so much. So, yeah.
I only smoke when I drink. Yeah, but you're
if you've never kissed a smoker, you'll understand when you do.
Oh, God. It's awful. Mm. It's, oh, God.
So funny.
Brian, hold on a second. We've got so a Toledoopoly for you. Thanks for calling us. Don't go anywhere. What was so funny?
Nothing. My phone is acting weird.
Oh, God.
It's telling me my notes are deleted.
You just had a flashback. Are you okay? Have you ever dated a smoker? Is that
it just deleted all my man questions. Something broke on my phone.
It saves. It says like recently deleted.
Oh, is it
deleted.
The notes?
Yes. Yeah,
oh, no,
deleted.
It backs up. No, okay. It backs up.
And there's like a recently deleted.
Just had a heart attack.
I have dated a smoker when, like back in the early 2000s when it was still a thing.
Like smoking in bars and like the just came with the territory.
God, like if I wanted it, I'd shove my mouth up a chimney.
Give it a little tongue.
Look
a little tongue.
Is this
soot.
Like how much does like? I don't know. I don't want to say it. I'll say it off the air. 8:37 with the morning reboot. I don't want to offend anybody.
No, you're not going to offend anyone.
Yes,
it's just how you feel.
Yes,
just say it.
No, I won't say this. 8:30. Sorry, I'll tell you off the air.
Oh, I'm ready. Go to commercial.
a snippet of the new Ed Sheeran song we're getting in full tomorrow is coming up. Hold on.
Q105 traffic sponsored by Max Auto with hundreds of
850 with the morning reboot on Q105. That means it's time I can give you that national keyword to win the $1,000 payoff. Your chance to win another $1,000 is now. Text the national keyword free, F-R-E-E, to 95819. Text the keyword free to 95819. We'll text you back confirming your entry data and message rates may apply. It's the $1,000 payoff on Q105. We have some cool contests going on our website, including being able to win a new driveway from Buck Brothers Asphalt. $5,000 for a driveway makeover. Also, free pizza from J-Cups. Hit the website for that, Q1055.com. We got the Mike's Pizza and More text line. We got...
Which I always flub, and I apologize.
The Buck Brothers Asphalt. We got Mike Buck as a sponsor of the show.
A lot of Mikes and Bees.
All the Bucky Bucks.
Mike Buck, State Farm. Hashtag SunPig in Sylvania. Sponsor of the show. So, Avengers Endgame, when it hits... streaming or home viewing, I guess it will first be on Disney Plus, which you can buy on November 12th or slightly before that, I'm assuming. $7 a month or $70 annually. Apparently, this was a huge deal when the Walt Disney Corp CEO, President Bob Iger announced it. Now, I don't know if that means you won't be able to rent it or stream it otherwise, but it'll be there and it'll likely be free. Ashley, you saw it?
Yes, I did.
Who'd you go with?
My son, Tucker.
Did he sit for all 3 hours?
He did.
There was a lot of cursing.
You know what? You have... Oh, there wasn't that bad, please.
You're right. Nothing he's never not heard in your house.
Correct. Also correct. But no, it was... He did great. And I know the game. Like, you have to take, like, a few suckers. So, like, when he starts getting antsy, I'm like, yo, sit down. I got a sucker. But it was weird. So, I thought it was... It went at 9:50. So, I thought it was going to be, like, not as packed. I had to pick my seats. Like, it was packed. I got the last two seats together.
Where'd you go?
Fallen Timbers.
He's five, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when I was five or six, my dad took me to see the Transformers animated movie. And I watched my hero die. And since that day, when I watched Optimus Prime's body go from red and blue to gray and his head turned to the side with the life leaving his body, I've been, you can might be able to tell, scarred.
Oh,
House Tucker after, here we go, House Tucker after Iron Man dies.
He's good. So he was like, he died, right? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, that makes me sad. And he cried. And I was like, it's okay. It can be sad. So it was a lot of emotion for him because he also saw Dumbo on Friday. And he totally got sad on that, too. My grandma.
What happens in that movie? Because you don't see the beginning with the mom.
No, but something happens. I don't know. I guess the, I don't know. But my mom, my grandma, and my son all cried at Dumbo.
I would have told you to leave after Thanos gets dusted. Because this will affect him for decades.
No, he'll be fine.
Do you know how
he's excited about the Captain America stuff? And he's like, wait, so is that the new Captain America?
He's, I was like, black.
Yeah. No, it's, yeah.
And he, I am the, like, captain now.
I am the captain now. Do you know what we're talking about?
No.
Did you see Captain Phillips? Is that what it is?
I think it's Captain.
With Tom Hanks? No, not Castaway.
No. Oh.
And the pirates take over the boat?
Yes.
Somebody put a Captain America helmet on and we go, I am the captain now.
I am the captain now.
The guy with the teeth?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that weird? The guy with the teeth.
The guy with the teeth. You said the pirate.
Gotcha, the pirate. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. Either way.
He's scarred. Do you know how many therapists I've seen in my life?
I'm sorry. I don't know what to say.
Does that scene really scar you?
Yeah.
Wow.
That seems really intense.
I mean, what movie scarred me as a kid?
I guess mine would be Backdraft, because I realized
Backdraft.
Like, you know, doing it on a fire truck probably wasn't in my future. So then I was like,
really? That was like, see, mine would be Ninja Turtles when Splinter gets hurt.
I mean, it didn't like really scar me, but I was like, oh, that's a lot to live up to.
Look, can I have this for my birthday? Can you let me play this?
Yes.
Devastated. It still gets me the now as an adult.
Is this the scene? Or is this like...
Let him have his moment.
I fear the wounds are fatal.
I knew what that meant when I was five.
I was like...
Yes.
Yeah, I knew exactly. We would have been best friends growing up.
Do not grieve. Soon,
I mean, he legit told you not to.
I shall be one with the Matrix.
I don't even understand why you're upset.
F you!
He legit told you it'll be okay.
Ultra Magnus, it is to you, old friend. I shall pass.
There's a lot of stuff going on here.
We're done with that scar.
Wait. Oh, no, I can't find it.
He was fine. He thought, like, everyone thought, you know, like, he completely died in, like, the first, like, 5 minutes. So then he was like, wait, that would have probably scarred him for life. But, like, seeing him be a hero and do everything that he did, he was like, I'm like, yep. I'm like, it's his time.
How about when Thanos had his head taken off?
Totally cool. He loves Thanos, though. So,
oh, and me too. I mean,
so now maybe he will end up, you know, taking after you. Like, I scarred him for life, and he also loves Thanos. So that's, damn.
Thanos is right. You were okay with him seeing this man lose his head with an axe?
Yeah. I mean, it didn't, like, because they didn't show that part until, like, after.
Oh, no. Like, Thor's axe took that thing off.
Well, yeah, but...
I didn't know if you were okay with that thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's not...
You're a worse parent than I would be.
No, it's... You watched a guy die, like, on... animated
he,
film.
No,
and you were,
oh, I got got you. Not some guy, his hero.
Yeah.
Correct.
And it was the 80s, where, like, I was allowed to be out on my bike in another neighborhood when the streetlights came on.
So what's the first, how old were you when you watched someone die in a movie?
Oh, crap. I watched, like, Jason and Freddy movies and all that stuff in the 80s.
And so he was panicking. He was like, they deserved it.
Right.
For saying how old were
that
you?
That bitch is cheating on him with another counselor.
In the water!
How old were you?
I was in my single digits.
Yeah.
It was so different not, then.
It is.
Look at me now. I'm on medication. I do suicide walks.
Speaking of one, the one's happening this Saturday at 11 o'clock. At
speaking UCLA. Of bad parenting, Janelle Evans, I don't get this part. She's speaking out. And she said she saw it coming when MTV got rid of her. I was upset. I'm still upset, but this is a new chapter for me and my family. It's still shocking, but I respect their decision and have nothing but love for MTV. She got kicked off the show because her husband killed their dog after the dog like nipped at the kid. Shot and killed her French bulldog, Nugget. And her husband's name is David Eason. And this is the problem. This is the thing that irks me. After initially considering divorce after the incident, she told Us Weekly that it was Eason who comforted her following her termination. David has been here for me since the news broke. He told me not to worry about it and stay positive. He shot your freaking dog.
There's some dysfunction there. I
and
mean,
she
there's...
looks like she stinks.
She probably does stink. It's like a mixture of like gun cleaning fluid and
Marlboro Menthol Lights 100s in a box.
Yeah.
You right. And Slim Jim.
I was going to say, and salty ocean air, because don't they live in, like, Virginia Beach or something?
So there was, like, a link out from that story, and it took me to another teen mom, Farrah Abraham.
Oh, she's
a mess, too.
She's a mogul.
At her Instagram account, which has millions of followers, and I don't like to say that people look like porn stars, because porn stars can look very natural. Mm-hmm. She looks like a porn star.
She
did it with the famous guy, and she was like, I had
no idea it was going to be like
Soul. James Dean.
Yeah.
The normal looking guy next door porn star.
Yeah.
And yeah, I had no idea that they were filming. Oh, yeah. Well,
but then I'm going to do 10 more with 10 different people.
Yeah.
She doesn't look anything like what I remember.
No. Yeah, she's definitely one of those ones. I think we talked about like Kylie Jenner, do a before and after picture.
That
Hollywood.
It's a lot of plastic in that.
Allegedly. We'll just say Hollywood touched them, anointed them.
She waxes her daughter's eyebrows, which I'm not totally. I don't know. I wish she just wouldn't put it out there, because her daughter, like, if I had a daughter that had like full on unibrow, like by like the age of 6 or 7, at this point, I'm sure they're getting made fun of.
Yeah.
So I get why she did it, but I wouldn't put it like.
Can we go back to the Janelle Evans thing?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If you are dysfunctional, which they are, when your husband murders your dog and then comforts you because you lost your job because of what he did, that seems like it's a fastball down the middle for teen mom too.
And most people who have dogs treat their dogs like their children.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like if that were to ever happen to me, a piece of my heart would be ripped out and you would be the scum of the earth to me.
It's like you killed a kid.
Legit.
I'm sure.
And a French bulldog?
I'm sure this person.
Little nugget.
I'm sure this is probably the definitive manipulative, cheating, lying, almost like he has enslaved this woman, or he just, you know, has her mind wrapped around his finger and he can do anything. It's awful.
I don't know that she's ever wanted good guys. So I don't, I mean, I think it's partially who she's allowing in her life that she's picking, knowing that they have these incredible reactions and then letting them stay around to then cause harm to herself, her children, or animals.
Let me know when Teen Mom Goes to Therapy gets greenlit. I'll watch that.
I think that's already a thing.
How is this show even a thing still?
We have moved away from all this. Not, if anything, these shows have helped drop the teen pregnancy rate, which is down.
Okay.
Or maybe Fortnite did that.
They still make a lot of money.
Yeah, Farrah Abraham's body probably costs more than I've ever made in my life.
I need to go look at her.
Yeah.
Last thing, I would stay off of Chicago Fire from last night because there's a dead dog and they show it.
Oh.
Hurt my heart. Free is your national keyword. Text it to 95819 to win the $1,000 payoff. What?
Her picture.
She looked like that.
I don't understand the smile. Like. Like, I'm on so many drugs, but I think I'm happy to be here.
Wow.
Is what that face says.
Yeah.
Look, I know.
Wow.
I think she had like several boo. She had got boobs with the show, I think.
Wow.
But her face is completely different.
Wow.
Yeah,
like,
wow.
Her,
wow,
her chin is like dropped to her chest and she's like, hi, like she, smiling through her teeth.
She could be Farrah Abraham Dashian or Jenner. All right, we have some guests dropping by to give you a heads up on a mental health day that's happening tomorrow.
Q105 Studios, sponsored by Nationwide.
You like her, right? You just want to say her name, right? Ashley.
Yes, Ashley.
Ashley. Let's mix up the letters in your name and see what we come up with.
Doyle.
I like
it. I've done it before. Right? Doyle.
Did that so tickle you?
Yeah.
Oh God, that's right up there with Lloyd Flanderson. 9:15. It's the morning reboot on Q105. We will introduce our guests in just a second here. You still have time. You have till 9:20 to text in the national keyword to win the $1,000 payoff. It's free. Text that to 95819. Free to 95819. If you're going to post a Ryan Reynolds picture on my page on my Facebook, please make sure it's one of the shirtless ones. There are plenty to choose from. In fact, one of my favorites is his appearance when he's being tortured in the Blade Trinity movie.
Okay.
Hannibal, you would know this, right?
I've never seen the Blade
movies. Really good movies.
He just signed up for a fourth one.
Shut the hell up.
Wesley Snipes did.
No.
He ain't doing nothing else.
He's been trying. I know. So if you do post a picture of Ryan Reynolds on my page, please make sure it's of the shirtless kind. Also, so apparently he pulled a gag yesterday or 2 days ago that he quote unquote leaked the Pokemon movie. And then it was a joke. Mm-hmm. But then apparently somebody actually did leak the movie onto YouTube.
Oh. But I'm seeing it. I don't want to watch it.
Okay. Let me introduce our guests, Neil Powell and Sarah the Millennial. They are from the Thomas M. Warner Center. One of we don't talk about them much, but that's why Neil is here to change that. They're one of the great mental health resources that we have here in our community. And you're doing a fair, right?
Yeah, we're having a mental health fair that Sarah can tell us all about.
Sarah the Millennial.
Yes, Sarah the Millennial. So our mental health fair, we're offering different resources for individuals who are 18 and older, live in Lucas County, and have a mental illness. We've got various health and wellness resources. We're going to be doing blood pressure screenings, different screenings. We've got massage students coming in, so we're going to offer massages. Different opportunities through the community. We've got the agencies such as Zeph Center, Unison. All of the community mental health agencies are going to be there as
She's
well.
Good, Neil.
She is.
She's good. Really, this is why good. We bring her along.
Yeah. I forgot to mention.
I'm just sitting here smiling.
I forgot to mention Neil was also on one of the co-presenters, one of my presenting friends, and also in the Lucas County Suicide Prevention Coalition. Yes, he's one of the boys from there.
We talked about suicide in West Toledo. It was great.
I'm sorry, what?
We talked about suicide, you and I.
Oh, we went to that neighborhood watch. Yeah, where we were like 50 years younger than everybody. Neil, you've been at, do you ever shorten it, or the Warnet Center?
Yeah, we call it the Warnet Center, also TMWC. Well, the full name is Thomas M. Warnet Center, and we are a nonprofit community mental health community center for people living in recovery. And we get most of our funding through the Mental Health and Recovery Services Board mm-hmm. of Lucas County. And the reason why we exist is to help fight the stigma and offer a safe place for people who are living in the community with a mental illness to hang out, socialize, learn some tools. We have peer support groups we can take, some mental health courses, and then we go on fun activities. And
yeah, you. A lot of people like the arts program at NAMI. I forget the name escapes.
Creative Expressions.
Creative Expressions.
It is amazing.
Thank you. Yes. That's a free program over at NAMI. You guys have, like you said, like fun little excursions. Are they Fridays or was that the dinner?
We do serve a meal on Fridays.
Okay.
But we do have like all kinds of activities. Actually, Creative Expressions comes to the Warnert Center. We also have our own art studio where our instructor will help us to learn art skills, if we draw, if we paint, all kinds of stuff. We have a fitness room, a computer lab, a rec room. And also one of the support groups that I get to lead on Fridays is an art group where we do theater. We use
that's your forte
dancing. Nice. It is my forte.
Proud TSA awesome. Graduate Neil Powell.
Yes.
What
07.
Year? 07 for real.
007.
What?
So old.
You are. Yeah, you were, yeah, both of you.
I mean, it's important for us to like be in therapy and take our meds and stuff. But a lot of times, if I'm just doing like an art piece, I'm not thinking about my problems. It helps me to express myself in ways that I really can't in any other way.
Neil and Sarah from the Thomas M. Werner Center Mental Health Fair tomorrow. Give me some FAQs, some need to knows. Like, where are you guys at? Time and location and everything else for tomorrow.
So we are located at 208 West Woodrow. We're on the corner of Woodruff and Ashland, and the fair runs from 10 to 2 tomorrow. We're serving a meal. We're going to have different salads that we offer, a meal to go, so they will be fed if they come.
Okay. Kind of, you guys are kind of off Collingwood, right? Like just outside of the Old West End?
Yeah, we're not too far off Collingwood.
In between Uptown and the Old West End.
Exactly, right around from Brett's. Remember that place?
Yes. Yeah. My house is right adjacent to him.
You live on Doyle Street.
I do.
Neil, what if I were looking to come to the center, do I need insurance? Is it free? Like, how does that work?
So the only requirements is that we be over the age of 18, have a diagnosed mental health disorder, and we live in Lucas County.
How can I prove that I have a diagnosed mental health disorder?
Well, usually when people come, we take down their information, their emergency contact info. They'll give us the information about their case managers, their mental health agencies like Edison or Zeph. And that's usually all we need. We take their case manager's name. We can always call them and help advocate if we
good.
Need.
Always great. We always talk about these free resources that we have, and you guys are one of them. So thanks for doing what you do. Neil, how long have you been there now?
I've been there for 3 years now, and it feels like much shorter, but it's been a really, really great journey. Sarah's been there for a couple of years.
I've been there almost a year. It's been the best job I've ever had. It's absolutely amazing working at the Werner Center.
Sarah, what got you involved in it? What's your interest in mental health, wellness?
So I have a mental health diagnosis as well. We are, it's important to mention we are a peer-run center, so the majority of the staff do have a mental illness as well. And I've always done a lot in mental health advocacy. I've worked with NAMI when I was in college. I did a lot with mental health. So I really wanted to continue that. I have my degree in social work. So I knew I wanted to do something in mental health. And I found the Thomas Werner Center. They had a job opening. I got it and I absolutely love it.
Awesome. Well, thanks for doing what you do.
Thank you.
Good luck tomorrow. Is tomorrow taking the place of when did we do that thing? Last year?
I'm not sure. I think you were there last year.
We did it outside on a Saturday morning.
That was with the Recovery's Beautiful Family Festival. Stay tuned for that. That'll probably be in September, which is Recovery Month. We're focusing on Mental Health Awareness Month right now.
Yes.
Website, Facebook, anything like that for more info.
We have a website. It's www.wernertcenter.org.
W-E-R-N-E-R-T.
Yes, Wernert. And we also have a...
One more time, Neil.
You have to say it really ugly in order to get Wernert. We have a Facebook page, too, Thomas M. Wernert Center.
Okay.
You can find all the information there if you need, our contact information.
And if for some reason you can't make it out tomorrow, I know it's a bit of a last-minute thing, you can look for Neil and maybe Sarah at the NAMI Walk on Saturday.
Yes, you can pay $10 and pie me in the face.
Yes, I will be doing that.
Oh, really?
Did you snort?
I may have.
That's so cute. I love it.
I'll pay an extra dollar if he snorts when I hit him.
Yes!
I'll be eating it too.
Order Center. Cadet Neil and Sarah, 9:23 now with the morning reboot on Q105.
Q105. Tweet it, but they sure liked it. The Morning Reboot's most liked tweet of the morning on Q105.
Mine is pretty fitting.
Okay.
For our interview yesterday with Chief George Crawl in the police truck, the police ice cream truck. It's from a friend of mine, real friend of mine, Shannon, at LV Shanny Lee. As I waste time on my drive home sitting behind yet another ice cream truck, it causes me to question why there are no adult beverage trucks driving around my neighborhood to serve cocktails to people who've just spent 8 or 9 hours being stressed all day.
That's a great idea.
That is a great idea.
That is genius.
I love her. She's a great friend.
Like, you hear like the bass drop and you walk outside and you're like, yes, mama needs a cocktail.
What would be the... liquor truck song.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
Oh, for sure, yes.
Like, yeah.
What if it's
a mashup? Like,
maybe they just serve Corona and Dos Equis, then it's some Spanish music.
Oh.
Margaritas?
Also if, tacos.
You know how like the ice cream truck starts off with hello? Yeah. Maybe like the adult one is just Little John going, yeah! No?
Yeah, I like it.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
The margarita mobile.
Margarita mobile.
Do you have a tweet?
Yes, I have a tweet. Mine is insensitive and hilarious. I wonder if colorblind people read Colorado as Otto.
I'm looking at it and I was like, oh my God.
I'm hilarious.
That's a good one.
That's funny.
As we get ready to wrap up the show, we'll post the podcast shortly before 10 o'clock to get the link for today's episode. You can text our Mike's Pizza and More text line. Text Eric to 419-240-1055. Thanks for not doing anything unexpected for my birthday.
You're welcome. I am here to oblige Master Jays.
Ashley sent an unnecessary picture.
I said. Yes, the just picture now? You sent.
Just now?
The one. Listen, there's another you know one? What she said.
Wait, what did I send?
The picture you sent of the B word.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Rhymes with cram raids.
Ashley sent me a picture of a Band-Aid and I almost hit her.
Oh, that
yeah.
one.
Yeah, and then she goes, haha, I'm going to send this to him. I go, he's going to be mad at you. She goes, I don't care about rules. I'm here to break the rules. I go, ooh. And he comes and he goes, that's not funny. I said, I told her.
But also, I was like, I'm going to wait till the end of the show to say happy birthday because I don't want you to be mad.
Everything that the hound says to other people, that's what I say to you.
That's why we're friends.
You dumb C word.
That's why we're
not
friends.
Not today.
I wasn't ready for it.
Oh, it's okay.
Sorry.
What's it?
There is only one God. And his name is Death. And there is only one thing we say to death. Not today.
I've been walking to work later. The kids are like, not today.
You are Death.
I pass my birthday off to everybody else, so I encourage everybody else to pour a 40 out for me into your own belly.
I can't wait till you get home and see the surprise. I have a key now.
You...
What? You are...
That should not be a thing. That's a good way to end a friendship.
It's not a thing. You'll be fine.
It better not be. It better not...
Happy birthday.
We're not singing!
I will... That.
Look, do me a favor. I will... I will write you a check.
Yes.
For the bail after her...
Oh, wait, I don't get to keep it?
No.
Oh.
It's to get me out after her blood is splattered all over my walls.
Oh, my Lord! Yeah. Don't do that. I was going to sing Happy Birthday to you as Britney Spears, but never mind.
Tucker and Parker are about to be orphans. Well,
at least
Mom won't have a mom.
Wow! We'll be good. He's fine. He's so ridiculous.
Well, happy birthday to everyone else's birthday today, yeah. Minus present company.
Right, hey,
not
Ninthers.
Ashley or myself.
Hey, May Ninthers.
But however,
just make sure 21, like, I don't
19
feel
day, 20 days, 19 days.
Yes.
We can rise up and rejoice. It said, there's only one thing we celebrate today, and that is Floyd's birthday. And what do we say on Floyd's birthday? Bring it on. That was good. That was cute.
What day is your birthday?
May 28th.
What's the day?
It's Tuesday. Tuesday. It's after Tuesday. Memorial Day. Yeah.
And
Tuesday.
Your party is?
May 24th.
So Saturday or Friday?
It'll be a Friday, yeah.
Georgie's.
My birthday is like exactly almost a month after yours.
Oh, what we do? Weeks. Turn up?
Yes. Always.
Please. Is it a weekend that ends in Y? She's fine.
Listen, I think if the liver's still functioning, you keep on
drinking
in.
Right.
Keep it at the
until
junction.
They tell you the word that rhymes in osis. Keep drinking. <Right. laughs>
But no, I know it's, you don't talk about it, but I hope you have a good day.
Thank
friend.
You.
Same.
Damn, we're like a week from 5 months of doing this show.
I know, it's crazy.
Feels like just yesterday you posted that thing on Twitter. I was like, you might want to back off that stuff.
What stuff? Oh, yeah. I liked the picture of something.
Oh, yeah.
Bounce chicka wow wow.
I remember that.
9:43 with the Morning Reboot. Thanks for being here today. Podcast. Text Eric to 419-240-1055. 5:45 till 10 tomorrow.
Miss Donna says happy birthday. That's from her.
What up, girl?
She tried to get it in
now,
real quick.
If there's somebody that wants to put it down on this white boy tonight, she can.
My mom said, turn all the way up.
Yes.
I love it.
5:45 till 10 tomorrow here on Q105. We'll be here then. We hope you join us on the Morning Reboot.
Q105. $1,000 payoff. Give me that, give me that. Money. Q105 knows that payday.